What do you think satisfying about what you've read? What's the most satisfying thing?
Well, I think there's a few different things. You know, obviously having a neutral arbitrator, I think, is a great thing. You know, I think the amphetamine deal during the off season or whatever is obviously a good thing. You know, I think there's multiple things in there that, you know, the different drug policies where guys are, you know, able to go out there and you know, not be looked at as cheaters or anything like that. And you know, I think those are good things.
Do you think your case would ruin the Cavs that got this deal done? It's been years that they've been talking about it undone, but after your suspension, it really kind of ramped up.
I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously the timing's a little strange with everything that happened and all that stuff. But you know, I can really say, you know, I'm just excited to be back out here and excited to be out here with my teammates and getting ready for Seattle.
With not only the drug policy, but all the stuff going on with the suspended players, what's the feeling of the players and their feeling on the commissioner standing lately?
You know, I can't speak for a lot of guys, so I don't know. You'd have to ask a lot of them. You know, for me, I'm excited about the new policy and excited that I get to go out here and play with my teammates.
Wes, can you just walk us through what you've been expecting this to happen? How do you drive? What's your reaction?
You know, obviously I've been talking with the NFLPA quite a bit and just, you know, trying to get updates and this and that, but really, I mean, all the updates were pretty much, you know, coming out before I even got them. So, you guys are good. No, I mean, that was kind of the deal. And then this morning, you know, I got a call from the Broncos, telling me that I could come back into work you know, I was excited.
What do you think of Peyton going after Swearinger after your hit?
What's that?
What do you think of Peyton going after Swearinger after your hit? Peyton got his first personal foul and fine.
Yeah, I thought it was good. You know, you don't really see him like that too often. And, you know, I think he takes a lot of pride in the fact that he got fined for it and everything. So, but, you know, it's always good to see, you know, teammates come together and you know, trying to lift each other up and taking care of each other. Well, we definitely need to play better. That's for one thing. And, you know, I think the other thing is you know, us, you know, executing the plays in a, you know, much better way. And you know, I don't know, I'm trying not to give away too much or anything of what we need to do or anything like that. You know, I just know we need to play a lot better and come out there in a hostile environment in Seattle and play to the top of our ability.
Because there's really this perception of whether it was the Cam Chancellor hit on Demaryius very early, that they were, you know, really physical. I mean, was there something you guys learned about the way you need to attack them back and be more physical against them? Or?
Well, obviously, yeah, they're a very physical team, and so you know we're definitely gonna have our hands full as far as that goes, and making sure that we're not backing down and everything like that, and going out there and playing the way we need to win this game.
When you were sitting at home, did you at any time say, "I know I could have helped the team in that situation or in that particular play"? Just kind of envisioning yourself being out there and obviously unable to do that.
I mean, I definitely envision myself out there. I wouldn't sit there saying, "Well, if only I had been out there," or anything. You know, these guys did a great job. I mean, they beat two playoff teams in a row to go 2-0, and I couldn't be prouder of these guys. And I'm just excited to join them and hopefully help them as the season goes on.